Gaylord Nelson was born in the west-central Wisconsin town of Clear Lake and spent much of his 18 years in the U.S. Senate fighting for a clean environment. He and others came up with the idea of having schools hold an Earth Day teach-in in 1970. By 1992, Nelson told Wisconsin Public Radio that a greater awareness of the environment was one of the biggest successes of the annual Earth Day celebrations.
We will not address the really hard questions as a society until there is genuine understanding of the status of our environment.
Nelson was also an author of the Clean Water Act and other major national environmental laws. William Cronin is a professor of history and environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Cronin says Nelson also had many successes in Wisconsin, such as helping preserve the St. Croix River Valley and the Apostle Islands.
I think everyone would agree that without Gaylord Nelson's intervention, it would have been much harder to protect those in the ways that they became protected.
2 years ago, Nelson urged that the Apostle Islands be given wilderness area protection.
They're rare, unique, and they ought to be preserved in their natural state.
Later this summer, much of the Apostle Islands will be renamed the Gaylord Nelson Wilderness Area. After Wisconsin voters chose Republican Bob Caston over Nelson for the Senate in 1980, Nelson went to work for the Wilderness Society. In his later years, he kept up his advocacy of population control, telling environmental journalists that the U.S. population may quadruple by the 22nd century.
Then what your grandchildren or great-grandchildren will be looking at is a country living in a country.
Nelson said much of the U.S. population increase will come from immigration. So, in the name of sustainability, he took up the controversial cause for stricter immigration controls. UW-Madison Professor Cronin says simply that Nelson was a man of conviction.
He didn't shy away from controversy. He spoke his mind and made sure that his points of view were well heard.
Gaylord Nelson is survived by his wife, Carrie Lee, and three children. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.